a plan B delivered to his condo. Ooh. He claims she's physically violent and wanted her out. The first instance, everything was on Instagram, yeah. on IG Live. So, like, the first night, police were called, but Danny Lay stayed. The next day, more arguing over IG Live. He called her his side chick.
Okay, who... When our mutual friend sent this to me, my first the first thought I had in my head is, who is turning on the IG Live? Y'all are going through a personal domestic dispute. This is what our generation is about. We're gonna broadcast all of our dead skeletons.
The baby went on live because he said this is his proof to keep him safe.
Yeah. Okay.
Allegedly. Now she went on live to tell her side of the story.
You didn't see this, Maddie? You didn't see this?
So hold on. So basically they're arguing and go, hold up, wait a minute, let me put some IG in it.
Yeah. Dalton's on IG looking all crazy.
Yeah. So those videos are up there forever. Unfortunately, their daughter, once she gets older, she will have access to classic. These videos. So it's crazy. And then it seems that the police were called again because Danny Lay was charged with simple assault. And then she did eventually leave the baby's condo. So
could it possibly be a marketing stunt for a new album coming out?
Yes, his album was released last Friday. Okay. So she was also getting mad because she felt like he was doing this just to promote it because he hasn't really been getting that much press because of the whole thing that happened at Rolling Loud. Yeah. So not a lot of people are talking about his album, but because of this, everyone's talking about him. But so, it's messed up to use your baby mother and your child.
Everybody's gonna get used for this rollout. I need to come back from this cancel culture. Everybody's, yo, listen.
But to call the police and kick them out?
Lavina, everybody's being used. Like, listen, I'm the baby. I got used to this level of stardom. You know, I like going places and things is free. Everybody could be sacrificed for this thing called fame, and that's what people are doing.
It's wild.
I don't like to have none of my personal life online, period. And now I have PTSD. I got trauma. If she got a little bit too much followers, I'm like, I'm good. Where you put the wolf sound? I got PTSD, Big Will. When you have a certain kind of status in entertainment, you can't just move like that. But like some people like being like, I feel like you can't be middle of the road. It's either you're like Jay-Z and Beyonce, where you're like really, really private, or you're super open like Jada and Will, where like everybody knows all your business.
Well, now.
What do you think, you know, you being, you know, the PR marketing strategy that you are, what do you think is the best approach for celebrities and entertainers? Is the best approach to be open and forthright and have everything shared because people want to, you know, buy into your story? Or is it better for you to be a little bit more private with your personal life and just let your art be what people see?
It depends on what kind of person you are. That's basically it, because some people are just not those type of people that are open. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like things private. A lot of people don't like people in their business. A lot of people can't handle when people are in their business and their opinion is thrown at you 24/7. So it really depends on the type of person you are and what you can handle.
Big Will, what's your kind of vibe? What, you like to keep it low?
I'm low. Basically, to me, is if you're looking for Big Will, I'm either at a show or at home with my nieces and nephews having milk and cookies. Milk and cookies. That's all I'm messing with.
That's what you want to do. Listen, I'm a woods guy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, I like hiding out in the woods. I wanted to... You have more, right?
Well, I just wanted to do an update on Astral World.
Yeah, do up the Astral World, and then we'll do the Kanye, and I have a Haitian story for you guys as well. Maddie, give me a switch up. I'm about to go into my storytelling. Go, Lolo.
So, according to Complex.com, a San Antonio, Texas-based attorney, Thomas J. Henry, filed a $2 billion lawsuit against Travis Scott and others on behalf of the victims of the Astral World Festival. The suit was filed on behalf of 282 victims who hired Henry. In total, it was estimated that over 300 people were treated for injuries at the festival, while 25 people were hospitalized. 8 attendees were pronounced dead at the scene, and 2 more deaths were reported in the following weeks. So the lawsuit is against Travis Scott, Apple Music, Live Nation, NRG Stadium, and Drake.
Okay, so how are they going to split this? Because this is almost $1 billion. How are they gonna split this? Is Travis going to Kylie for this loan? Like how are they gonna split this?
Well, Chris is trying to separate Kylie from Travis at this time because they have their show happening that's streaming, so they are taking away their storyline.
In my opinion, I think it's unfortunate people lost their lives.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But then again, I don't think he should be found guilty.
It's you know, even though it's his concert and he's the headline and stuff like that, it's hard to find, to kind of pinpoint who to put the blame on at this point, right? Is it the security?
Yeah, but it's not only him. Yeah. A lot of people are trying to just blame Travis, and it's more than just Travis.
It's the concert organizers. Because when you put in a venue, you know, okay, Drake and Travis is coming, well, you should have a proportional amount of security to the group of people you have. And then we have the same problem in Montreal. People are still throwing parties. You have hundreds of people and you have one security guard. It doesn't make sense.
I get that. But then again, let's just say the show had gone well, the way he had planned it to go.
Yeah.
So now, what was the cause for everything going the way it went? Was it Travis? Was he at fault for the show going the way it went?
So what do you say to this? They have videos of previous shows. He's instigated people. There's a show where he had told the fans to do something to one of the patrons or something. The guy tried to grab his shoe. At this one, he's instigated certain really rock and roll behavior.
And so, he's had lawsuits against him for that too.
So I get that, but now let's go in the same direction. Trump instigated the riot on Capitol.
Yeah, Trump did that. They're not putting Trump in jail for that.
No, but I'm not even. He didn't get a fine. So what makes it different?
What makes it different is that Trump wasn't at the Capitol. Like Travis Scott was on the spot. Like he was there. He was there and he instigated.
Okay. Did people die at the Capitol?
Of course.
People die at the Capitol?
Of course.
That's crazy. But
of course.
Did Trump say, "I want you guys to storm the Capitol"? Yeah. He said that plainly.
Google it.
He's been saying a whole bunch of stuff down.
So all one and the same. Now one's not been the other. Like they both should have been locked up, but they're not lock up Trump. But yeah, they're definitely gonna sue these guys, Rock Nation, Astro, all that. Yeah, they're gonna sue that. But it's all one and the same, Big Will.
Shout out to a listener or watcher. They said it's not his fault. He came to perform. He's an artist, not a promoter. So that was from Kaylee.
Wait, hold on. I'm a promoter too. What are you trying to say? I thought you were my home girl. I don't want to be responsible for that. No, but I'm just messing with you, Kaylee. At the end of the day, somebody should be at fault. Now, let's find. Was it Travis is not the one that booked the security?
No, Travis is not the one. No, me, I think Big Will, I don't put emphasis on Travis or the artist. I put emphasis on the concert organizers because when you're talking about event spaces and stuff, I'm thinking that falls under their purview. If we're gonna point the blame.
So what if I'm like, okay, well the scalper sold fake tickets. Am I responsible for that?
No, because you're not responsible for the arrangement of the venue. The venue wasn't properly arranged. You didn't have enough security guards for the loads of 50,000 people and it's 200 security guards. It wasn't proportional, Big Will.
Let's just say I make a show.
Yeah.
And I'm playing devil's advocate.
Yeah.
I make a show for 50,000 people, but then there's 70,000 people in there.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay, go say what? Well, listen, you better get the hologram tickets. You better get that digital stuff that's in people's blood. We gotta do better as concert organizers. We've come a long way from backstage with Hov and them. We've come a long way. So you have one more, you know?
Wait, somebody wants to know: are these for sale?
Yeah, we actually shout out to the Vault for sponsoring all of our T-shirts. So we have more T-shirts that we're printing, and I believe half the proceeds go to pleasehelpme.ca, so we donate the proceeds. Give us a call or hit us up on our Instagram, at BigWill514, or call me, 514-434-4426. And those T-shirts and a new style of T-shirts are also coming out.
Yeah, I like the hoodie, too. The hoodie was proper, man. Yeah, the Vault is good.
We got the hoodie. Susie. Got the jackets coming out. We got a few different things that
one joke at a time.
Exactly. Healing our community, one joke at a time.
Oh, look, man, what a slogan, boy. You better trademark that, you know, for some white person take that. You know, just for laughs, they be moving. They be moving just for laughs.
We're making it work, so thank you. So yes, we do have shirts on sale. So hit us up.
So I know you got one more.
No, it's okay.
I got a beef for Luena this morning.
Oh,
we went. It's 8:07 in the morning. We went a whole hour. Watch it. You even know where I'm going with this.
No, I know.
I love that everything is filmed now. Maddie, you believe we went a whole hour and 7 minutes, and y'all ain't talk about Kanye and Drake.
Oh,
mending fences. You don't talk about them in the video.
Brenda told me.
Brenda doesn't run the show. You are a producer on the Morning Detour. You did not hold back news.
Brenda is on. She's a producer as well at this point.
The Petty King.
She told me no more Kanye.
The Petty King versus the Certified Lover Boy. They have mended fences. I'm telling you, it's only going to last a week. This is going to be done by Saturday. I promise you. But Drake and Kanye, Drake had a party over the weekend. He had Chappelle and everybody there. Let's open up there. Imagine to be in that circle of entertainers where it's like, yo, I'm a rapper and I'm at the top of my game. I'm going to invite the top comedians, Chappelle, Kevin Hart, all them. I'm going to invite the top other rappers. I'm going to get the top actors. I'm going to put all of them in the same house together. I'm just going to vibe. Like, how do you have Chappelle emceeing at your house? I'm Drake. And then you call the biggest four folds, you call Kanye. And you and Kanye video, but did you see that light-skinned smile that Drake gave in that video? Drake is plotting. Drake plays chess.
It's not natural. Them coming together is forced.
You think it's forced?
Yes.
Yeah, Jay Prince is forcing the hand on it. For those of you who know, Kanye and Drake are coming together. Was it some prison reform thing? Try to get some, the one the Black Panther guy saw the jail?
Yeah, Larry Hoover.
Yeah, Larry Hoover. So, you know, but when I first saw that last, I was like, okay, good, man. A common goal. Black brothers coming together. It's a positive look for hip-hop. But this is going to turn, you know, it always tastes sweet, Maddie, before it turns sour.
This is like a limited edition.
Okay, but since they're friends for like 5, 6, 7 day cycle, they should put together a Watch the Throne, Kanye and Drake. How crazy would that be?
They probably will because there's money that to be made for that. So many people are looking forward to that. So it would be a smart move.
Of course, but Kanye's also at a different place.
My mom just called me. You're right.
What did I tell you trying to get me in trouble?
She's trying to join the discussion. Listen, I'm a big hip-hop fan. This show was built on us celebrating hip-hop, black culture around the country, around the world. How can I not talk about two of the most polarizing people in this culture, Drake and Kanye? Certified Lover Boy, Donda. I posted a clip on my IG with Styles P talking about it. He's like, these guys are trying to out-sing each other. You know what I mean, Drake has an album talking about girls he missed, girls he forgot. That's why I connect with Drake. But Kanye takes me to a crazy... Yo, Kanye had me doing Bible study. Kanye had me thinking about, you know what, I might need to go to the monastery and really become a pastor. At the back end, between 40 and 50, I would be a pastor. I'm going to go get ordained.
Okay.
I just want to say I have a congregation.
You said 40 to 50.
40 to 50, that 10-year span, I'm going to be ordained.
You know I'm going to remember this.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, if you still want to be my friend, yeah, I'm going to be ordained.
Whether I'm your friend or not, I'm going to remember this.
Oh, so there's a deadline on our friendship? But I'm the shady one. Ah!
Now, I didn't say like there was a deadline.
But just to go back with that Kanye.
You can always go back to Kanye on our show.
Go back to that Kanye and Drake.
Rick is hitting me up.
To me, the beautiful part I'd love to see is our Montreal-based producer, Dirt Work, to be on that.
No, Dirt Work's going to be on it for sure. Definitely. Because once we win together, I know it's a proven formula, right?
Of course. Like, and to me, the reason why it goes like it hits home, because Dirt Work went to my high school. We're talking about like.
Look at these guys. Look at these guys. Too much people come on the show name job, but that's what's up. When you're a big promoter, you must know important people. RG said, y'all really went an hour without talking about RG. You know I wasn't going to miss Kanye and Drake. He's the one that sent me the video. I'm like, I couldn't see properly. Is that Kanye and Drake hugging up in the chair? But I know that light-skinned smile. I know that light-skinned smile. Montreal, my city's the morning detour. Keep it locked at 8:30. We're going to give away 2 tickets to the Rhythm and Brunch happening November 28th, food by Chef Kai. One of the meals is chicken and waffles. And then you have breakfast poutine, and then you have the regular traditional eggs and bacon and all that. The first 30 people get a signature cocktail. And obviously, you get coffee or orange juice as well. It comes with 2 desserts. So action-packed. DJ Maddie told me he's just going to surprise me. So we're going to set this up like a crooner. So I'm going to have the chair next to DJ Maddie. I'm going to have the stool arena. And that's how we're going to do the rhythms on that day. Rhythm and Brunch. The coziest brunch in the city. I want to get hype. It's 8:12 in the morning. Favi got a new joint. I think I gave you something else too. M. Huncho got a new joint. DJ Maddie, bring me in. Some more detours to Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
You love this life.
It's the morning detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
Cheer, Montreal, my city. It's the Mighty CKT 9.3 FM. The more detail, we on Fridays. Guardians of the Galaxy.
When I put 2 and 2 together, this shit ain't really for me. 50 bags cash, travel light, but we heavy. She wants to be the one, but I only came for Hedy. Carrying out these readies, money gave me semis. And this cash she give me hard-ons, used to be a offers. Then it went to 4 bricks, I don't do no star dog. My shooter don't need 4 clips, one up in the chamber. Let him do with these pricks, I'm jumping up on stage. Oh. Who would've really thought that I'm gonna be a star? Sat and took myself the game, I learned it from afar. Counting all these bands in the whip, that's pushed to start. I don't need no Converse, got my pistol, that's on guard. Gonna do what's good for me, I can't just follow crowds. Leader of the tribe,
leader of the town. I went on a hiatus and these rappers came around. I'm back and I'll be better. There's no more messing around. No more messing around, no. No more messing around, no. No more messing around. I'm just back and I'm just better. There's no more messing around, no.
Yeah, we're Montrealers. Ain't nobody in the country like us. No matter where you're from, east side, west side, Laval, Ypsir, let's go.
No more messing around, taking mommy out of hood. I still don't think that she's proud. Everything I built up, I just did it from the ground. When I start asking for flowers, bring them to me with the ground. Cause mommy raised the king. Every time I see her, I just buy another ring. Buy another house, for me and my spouse. Get me a couple kids, pack my bags and leave town. That's what I'm about.
A Tribe Called Red is the hallucination. With their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javier Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more, out now.
Polo and Pan, Cyclorama Tour. Polo and Pan. December 11th, Place Belle. One night only in Montreal. Get tickets now at eventco.ca. Polo and Pan, Cyclorama Tour.
If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec. If you have flu-like or COVID-19-like symptoms, such as fever, cough, loss of taste or smell, or if you have been in contact with someone infected with the virus, it's essential to get tested and to follow isolation instructions, even if you're vaccinated. Screening remains one of the best ways to limit outbreaks. To find out more, visit quebec.ca/test COVID-19. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
You know I gotta play that new 5e. You know we gotta get into some street stuff. We can't just play R&B. The R&B's coming up next, 8:30. Call in to play the win. Two tickets to Rhythm and Brunch. We on Fridays. It's the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM. Mo Chaser, Lorena XO, DJ Maddie. First, if I'm missing, I'm hitting the reverse. And they always gonna tell me I'm moving funny. If you wasn't my minute, it'd be worse. Like, imagine I make you say please first. Like, imagine I laugh and say he's hurt. Like, imagine I'm living and rapping and talking and chatting and see him and fall back. When I met him in person, he's all cat. When he met me, I'm ready for combat. When I met her, she looked like a baddie and moved like a baddie. She thought she was all that. When I she ain't getting a call back, make me fall in love with my talk. You owe me, you pay me in all cash. When I see him, it's getting me more mad. If you kill him, so don't get the ball. When I run in your crib, it's the door dash. Yeah. I've been a mess. I hear them hating and talking and whispering, watching them mumbling under their breath. Yeah, look, yeah. They be obsessed. They keep on wondering how I keep winning, but they already know that I'm one of the best. He already know he get one of his chest. He already know that there's none of me left. The I can't do it, they counted me losing, but they never come with a bet. The say they get money, they say they be working, but they never thumped through a check. Boy, when you come to me, come with respect. I'm not accepting nothing less. Don't put your money where your mouth is. I put my money where my clout is. I put my gun where my spouse live, and I'm going dummy every outfit. You either love me or leave me alone. Cost me will help me get in the zone. Still trapping and flipping the phone. Still clapping and gripping the chrome. Look, I've been a mess. I hear them hating and talking and whispering, watching them mumbling. Yes, yeah. yes. Good morning.
Yo, good morning.
Yo, what's going on? Mr. Cool's in the building. Mr. Rhythm and Brunch. Let me turn you up, Lorena. Hold on. Everybody's in the building. We got promoters. We got DJs. Everybody's in the building. Mr. Cool. He is from 9208 Agency. Next Sunday, the coolest brunch in the city is hosted by you guys, Rhythm and Brunch. Food by Chef Kai. Chicken and waffles. You can already put me and Larina's order down. Music by DJ Maddie, hosted by yours truly, Weezy Moon Chaser. It's happening from 12 to 4 p.m. at OZ Studios. The tickets are $40. Mr. Cool, what's going on, man? Talk to us about this event, man. Is there any tickets left for the brunch?
Yo, man, I don't know if y'all still sleeping under a rock. Go get your ticket ASAP. It's $40. It's going to be dope vibes. He said it himself. DJ Maddie and the man himself, Weezy, is going to be the host. They're going to be providing the vibe. Chef Kai is going to be there. And in the $40, because a lot of people are asking, in the $40, it includes your meal, your dessert, your coffee, your OJ. What I mean by OJ is orange juice.
For you down south dudes.
Some people don't know. But hey, and yo, we're going to have some dope breakfast cocktails cooking up down there. So make sure you be there too. We're going to have a lot of giveaways. So hey. Is the place to be next Sunday. Not this coming Sunday, November 28th, from 12 till 4.
So, yo, this is the play I'm setting up for people in the city, Mr. Cool. I'm telling them, listen, you go on the 27th, you go to Sip and Paint with Big Will and them, and then you do the after party with DJ Maddie and Dr. Shaker at Canada Lockdown. And then when you're all mashed up and groggy and you need a little bit of sustenance in your body on the Sunday, you know, you don't wake up around 11:30, 12 o'clock, you know, God willing. You go down to OZ Studio for the brunch. You get a little tunes. You know, I'm going to be crooning next to DJ Maddie doing some giveaways. You know I'm going to hit you guys with the soft R&B voice that day. All right, welcome to Rhythm and Brunch. Bonjour tout le monde.
You're going to host with your Barry White voice?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got levels. Yeah. I'm going to smooth it out on Sunday. Do I got levels? Are you serious? Oh, yeah. We're going to smooth it out on Sunday, man. I'm going to have the stool right next to DJ Maddie. I'm going to croon to them with my little drink on the side. It's a beautiful day, man.
Hey.
So I think it's an action-packed weekend. You know, you have Sip and Paint, you have Canada Lockdown, you have the Rhythm and Brunch on Sunday. Talk to me about Chef Kai, one of the hardest chefs in the city right now. Chicken waffles, really excited about that. You have the breakfast poutine. What's in a breakfast poutine? Because, you know, some black people's like, we don't know what that is.
Man, people in Montreal know about poutine. But the element that Chef Kai is going to bring to that poutine, you know, is going to bring that Caribbean twist.
Oh, some in peace. Some seasoning, Larina.
all of the main meals, like from the chicken and waffles, breakfast poutine, the omelet meal, it's all going to have like that Caribbean twist. So that's what it's going to bring to the table.
I didn't ask you this last week when I interviewed you. Like, what inspired you guys to do like these lifestyle events? Because there's people that do events. They're just traditional events. But when you do a lifestyle event, there's a theme to it. There's a vibe to it. Also, speak about the fact, too, that once people are done eating, it's a great networking event because you have such various people from different sides of the city that come from different kind of backgrounds. And it becomes like a really like a taste master, right? Like that's what's called a taste master, Lorena?
Yeah.
So it becomes that vibe. But if you could speak to that a little bit.
So to be honest, like when we started the brunch, we talked about it multiple times. Like we have all types of people from different backgrounds, like you said. But our main goal to that is because I'm a brunch lover. My partner's a brunch lover. We used to always go out to brunch.
You're like a bougie Parisian dude. how many black guys go? Big Will's in the building here too. Big Will, ain't that much guys going to brunches?
Like myself?
It's fine. I remember like when we used to be like a getter flatmate, we used to go out there and link up with other people. Eat a little breakfast on Sunday and all that after a long ass weekend just to start our week on the right note. But our main goal with that, not only it's a lifestyle, but at the same time, it's really like to make sure that people are networking in the city. Mm. A lot of people stay in their corner or like they just run with the crew that they have or the people that they know, but that's not our purpose. Montreal, it's a small city, but it's a big city at the same time. And there's a lot going on, especially like in the black community, you know? And like, I remember you and me, we linking up, but you from the West, I'm from the East. But there's a lot of things going on the West side that people from the East end don't know and vice versa. Our goal is really like to link up and mingle
and bridge that gap kind of thing.
Like,
right?
Exactly. Bridging that gap.
So Montreal,
that's our main goal with the brunch, man.
Yo, the brunch, listen, I've never been to Rhythm and Brunch. We've done brunches before, but Rhythm and Brunch is going to be different. Like, DJ Maddie, me on the set, that's going to be different. So much of my see this Rhythm and Brunch happening next Sunday, November 28th. You have food by Chef Khan, music by DJ Maddie, hosted by yours truly. It's brought to you by 9208 Agency. Welcome to R&B. So it's happening from 12 to 4. You know, living a nice little four-hour block there. We don't get mixy. You know, put your little sweater on, your little chinos. You know what I mean? get mixy. Tickets are $40. We're going to put the link up there on our social media, Detour514. Now, this Friday, the reason we had you back on the show, we're doing something special. Lorena's really excited about playing games on the show. So we're going to play Name That Song. We've chosen... I think it's a pretty dope R&B song. DJ Maddie's gonna play that at 8:30. So the number's up there. We're streaming on YouTube. We're streaming there on the Facebook. The number is 514-448-4013. For the next 8 minutes, I'm gonna be yelling that thing on all the songs that we're gonna play. But at 8:30, I'm gonna stop. We're gonna go a cappella, and we're gonna play a song. And if you call in, the first person to call in and name that song correctly, I know all y'all gonna have your phones near the radio trying to Shazam the joint. But the first person that calls in, 514-448-4013, they will receive what, Mr. Cool?
So basically, they're going to receive they're going to receive a ticket for the brunch, the next coming brunch.
Two, actually.
No, we're not greedy. We don't have to, so you can't bring your
people coming out solo. Look, he's just looking at me sideways, like, how are you supposed to give one ticket? Nah, babe, he's only got one on the radio.
It's the morning, man. I just woke up.
No,
my brain's still processing. No, but for real, they're going to receive two tickets, and like I said, each ticket is worth $40, but in these $40, you have the main meal, you got your dessert, you got your coffee, you got your orange juice, so it's worth it.
Yo, let me tell you something.
Call in, folks.
Listen, Mama, I got my beige sweater ready already, Lorena. Rhythm and Brunch happening November 28th. This is what we do. Okay, Mr. Cool, I appreciate you. Welcome to R&B. You can follow them on IG. The link is there for the brunch. $40 tickets, 12 to 4, November 28th, OZ Studios, food by Chef Kai. Hosted by yours truly, Weezy Moon Chaser, DJ Maddie on the set. We're gonna bring out the Guardians of the Galaxy. Listen, we mess up brunch. Last time we did 2 hours. We're gonna do 4 hours with just the greatest vibes ever. Mr. Cool, I appreciate you. Yeah. At 8:30, my city, we're gonna give away two tickets. I'm gonna stop the whole show. I'm gonna play one song. And if you name that R&B song, the first person to call in, 514-448-4013, and name that song, we'll get two tickets to Rhythm and Brunch happening next Sunday. Mr. Cool, I appreciate you.
Can I add a little something before I leave? Yo, if you don't come, you don't play yourself, man. It's not your typical brunch. It's not on some Allo Mon Coco type.
Hey, shots fired.
I curse. But like, hey, I'm not flexing or whatever, but hey, I'm just saying, you're gonna miss out if you don't come. We're gonna do other ones, but yo, you better pull up with that one so you can have an idea.
Yo, like, I love the confidence. Hey, but we're gonna be in the building. We're gonna pull up. We're gonna put in the building. So that's Rhythm and Brunch, 8:30. We're giving away two tickets. Mr. Cool, I appreciate you. Let's jump into some music before we get to 8:30.
Thanks to you guys, man.
Thank you.
Hey.
This is Crip. Hey, yo. This is Woo.
There's only one more Chris. Nobody's this hype this early. They see him on drugs.
This is Woo.
Only drug is hip hop. This is Crip.
It's the morning detour on the mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
This is
Woo.
This is Crit. Hey, yo. I'm the cut. Hey, yo. Huh? Talk about. Stupid. It's 32.
Hey, 8:30, Montreal, my city. 8:30, we're giving away tickets. Rhythm and Brunch. Movie. The best morning show in the country. Life. We are defining hip hop.
Pass me the city, I'm clutch.
Yeah.
Tell him come, spend my block. Tell him come, send them shots. You ain't no shooter. You just chop on beef. You just want some pops. Touch tight. Op.
Yeah.
Two souls. Dance the pants. Them hands. Them dudes.
Guardians of the Galaxy. It don't get better than this.
Love. But please don't act silly. If I spend in a black flag, they gonna think I'm a dizzy. I'm a sleaze. Bow. Give a who you be. Yeah, I put them real. Who you and me? Don't ask if I'm GDK.
At all.
I'm EBK.
EBK.
The judge and the DEA. Suck if you feel away. I'm a low body, but I took like a big body, cause I put in that pain. I went with that low body.
body, but I back out that big body if you speak on my name. These know nothing about me, but they gon' keep talking about me, and that thing gon' change. I been in the cellar, ain't you could tell me. If you ain't got hands, invest in 11. Tough as
fuck. Ain't know you gon' shoot about me. Yeah, what are that some here? You know I got dumb in them real VV. Yeah, yeah. Hit a bad bad from the back, and you know she leak cream on me. Yeah, yeah. Mexico drop to the whole down dash, yeah, for police. Yeah, yeah. Purple hair cat with a whole fuck scat, you don't wanna race me. Yeah, yeah. Red is her, so when is her? So Michael Trey hit him, know he ballin' up. Yeah, I got a plug, yeah, I don't have to. She just took me up, yeah, they eating up. Back to the mother face, got trapped me like the ace. Yeah, snakes gon' put my mother back like cake. Gon' tell me how my back knock face. Gon' ride the whole way like Slate. From the player, you know I don't wait. Now I got racks on me, long way. Make one call, but you didn't pay. Pull up on the scene in the farm machine. You who you in because of me. I pour the red and drum machine. Anxiety, we not high as me. I feel good, she done her sleep. I roll it back wood, I'm chief in the leaf. I made it out, I made them believe. Bad little home, came in police. All they hate is all showing. Then they all going. Yeah, they all blowing. Money fetish, yeah, money fetish, yeah, I got fetish. Y'all broke, get shit on credit, talking like a Perry, yeah. Fly rich, yeah, I'm fly rich, yeah, I'm high rich, yeah. But I got Riri, and I got on CC, I just hit a whole CC. Yesterday by BP, now it don't make no sense. Now it don't make no sense.
Man, I'm fetish, black like Bentley. I just put the symbol of the Benz on my necklace. I just told that bitch if she bad on my next hit. I just took the tramp to the spot like no Netflix. I just put a blimp behind my and the boobs got fixed. I hop on my it go egg shit, cheese egg. I just caught some bad young shit. Walk my crib, egg. I was bringing blood new. Ever since was grim, check my coffee. Let's see, I got car seat.
Okay, Maddie. Okay, Maddie. Okay, Maddie. Let's tune it in. All right, so I'm going to play this game. You got people calling already. Y'all, I haven't played a song yet. We didn't even play the song yet. I know y'all all got your Shazam ready. So we're about to play this game called Name That Song. So we're going to play this song. The first person to call on the line, 514-448-4013. We'll get two tickets to Rhythm and Brunch happening on next Sunday. Food by Chef Kai, music by DJ Maddie, hosted by myself. Welcome to R&B. Everybody's involved in it. 12 to 4, OZ Studios. There's going to be some chicken and waffles, Lorena. It's going to be a good vibe. So, DJ Maddie got the song queued up. The first person to call in, 514-448-4013. I told you I got that R&B voice ready. I got the R&B voice ready for them. You on the live? You ready? Someone play this song. The first person to call them, we'll win two tickets. DJ Maddie, I'll leave it to you.
All the things you did in college, oh, oh, oh yeah. Big old crib and nobody to share with.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. Where are you hailing from? Where are you hailing from?
Texas.
Oh, boy. Okay, okay. We have a double line now. So you're the first one to call. What is the name of that song? Yeah, you're the first person to call.
Ryan McKnight, Anytime.
Is that the song? No, that's not the song, unfortunately. Sorry. Try again next time. Hello? Hello?
What's happening?
Yeah, what's happening? Where are you hailing from?
Hello? I'm from Montreal, but I'm out in Joliet right now doing some work.
Now listen, man. Yo, man. Thank you for tuning to the show. Okay, so what's that song? Name that song.
That's Anytime?
Nope. No, that's not. It's sampling from those songs, but this is a new song. It's not Anytime, though. But we'll play it again. We'll play it. Y'all got to tune y'all Shazam to this. I love this name.
Y'all didn't play the whole song, though.
Okay, well,
y'all didn't play the whole song.
But y'all called.
Play Brian McKnight.
No, but y'all called. It's not Brian McKnight. We're going to play the whole song. Y'all can win two tickets.
Please
y'all play.
Do.
I'm playing. Sorry. I play the whole thing, man. Yes, yes, yes. Good morning. Where are you hailing from?
Good morning, Montreal.
Where in Montreal? I know all y'all is in Montreal, man. What part of Montreal y'all hailing?
Montreal.
Oh, Burgundy? What? Hold on, Larina's mic is off. Hello, boy. Here we go. Burgundy Master. Boy, y'all worse than Haitians when they get together, man. Yeah, well, I'm Haitian, too. Okay. What's the name of that song?
At Your Door.
Is that right, DJ Maddie? At Your Door? No, that's wrong. We'll put.
Oh, snap.
We're going to play the song all the way. You paused it from where you had it, right, DJ Maddie? You paused it. No, don't bring it back to the beginning. Bring me halfway through or something. Okay, we're going to keep playing it. Y'all need to Shazam this one. Y'all is wildin'.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm going.
I don't know what changed. How did we get this way? Ever since I got famous, nothing was the same for us. I know we got problems and I haven't been as honest. But I don't ever bring up all the things you did in college.
Yes, hello, good morning. Oh, they hanged up. Hello? No, they hanged up. Whoever called, please call back. Maddie, go back to the tune.
I don't know what changed. How did we get this way? Ever since I got famous, nothing was the same for us. I know we got problems and I haven't been as honest. But I don't ever bring up all the things you did in college. Big old crib and nobody to share with.
I don't know, man. The line keeps cutting for some reason. Whoever keeps trying to call with the answer, please call back 514-448-4013.
Cry myself to sleep at night. Do I ever cross your mind? Do you ever come across me on your timeline?
Yes, yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Name that song.
Do I Ever by Chris Brown.
That's the right answer? Huh? That's not the right answer, bro. Why are you shaking your hands? Isn't it? That's not the song. That's not me, but Chris Brown's on that song, too? Okay, so I give it to you. Okay, all right, then. You won two tickets to Rhythm and Brunch next Sunday, the coziest brunch in the city. Please send.
Thank you, blessings.
Okay, now we need. Okay, stay on the line. Pass the phone to Larina off air, and she'll take your information. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Well, there you go, guys. Maddie, just play me one commercial, and I'm gonna come back with Nicky Jean. We got Randy the comedian coming up here as well. So things is moving here on the Morning Detour. Boy, that was a great game. We got to play that joint again. I know Randy got some jokes about his thing. Play me a commercial, DJ Manny. When I come back, Nikki Music is in the building from breakdown to lowdown. Slow and steady, the marketing agency. Things is happening. It's the Morning Detour.
There's only one more chaser. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
Love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
We've never met. And to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement de Québec.
Anything.
Not any time.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to be contacting you and letting you know how you can get...
Montreal, my city. It is 8:38 in the morning, November 19th. The best morning show in the country.
Blessings.
Things
is
happening. Boy, those tickets went like hot fire. One of my favorite people in the world, boy. She's a broadcasting monster. She's a podcaster, content creator. She has a media and marketing and communications professional. That is a mouthful, Arena. A media marketer and communication professional.
It is.
She knows how to communicate. She's the owner and founder of Slow and Steady Creative Agency. I love the name. Boy, talk about black genius right here. We have Nikki Music, Nikki Jean's in the building. The R&B analyst. You like the CNN of R&B. When it comes to breaking down music, when it comes to talking about vibes, it don't get better than Nikki Music. How you doing, Queen?
I'm good. You are just so excited in the morning. It's I don't understand. I'm here still trying to wake
up. Listen, I do 16-hour days. I sleep 3 hours behind this. You know, I do pockets. Just push your mic a little bit up on you there, Nikki, a little
closer.
Bit. Oh, your headphones.
I mean, I hear you.
Oh, you hear me? Okay, cool. All right. Boom, so... Let's start off here. I want to talk about bringing up to lowdown a little bit, but I want to talk about, I see you getting some money. I see you funded. I see you put the grants. You know, I was happy to see black people know how to fill out the forms and you got the funds. But talk to me about Slow and Steady Creative Agency. I think it's important to empower those in our community that set up their own businesses, especially in this digital age. So what is Slow and Steady and how do you come about with this here?
Yes, well, Slow and Steady is the creative agency that I founded. By the way, thank you for that intro. It was very energetic and very factual, actually.
I try to be.
Thank you. I started it, honestly, I've been operating it for about 3 years just on my own and just, you know, taking clients here and there. It was, kind of a slow grind type of thing, people, word of mouth. And then, in the pandemic, things became a little more serious. Grind became a little more real. We got registered. Our mission at Slow and Steady is to empower creatives and, help them bring their brand to the fullest potential. So, yes, we cater mostly to creatives. That's, artists, singers, rappers, podcast hosts, people looking to get into this industry, radio hosts. We do consulting. We create content for them. We create strategic communication plans for them. If you need a website, we manage that as well. We also cater to small businesses as well. That's our secondary audience. So if you have, a lovely store like this trying to get their branding together, a little grocery store, just getting into the digital age. You don't got that social media management. We do all that.
Slow and Steady. What a name, boy. That's action packed. Now, what kind of knowledge base do you need to have to do something? Because, we've seen people kind of like these workout junkies. I'm going to set up this IG page and I'm a trainer. How did you kind of get into this? Because you have to kind of understand the metrics and the numbers. Lorena's always talking to me about these things. I have no idea what they are. But we live in a digital marketing space now, and this landscape is growing. So how do you kind of figure out this whole thing? Basically, I want to know, how do you know when I'm supposed to post?
Well, I was in school for a long time, and unfortunately. But the thing is that it changes constantly. Yeah. I say this, these young kids that are coming up, objectively to most people, I'm still young, but to, the one that is getting their bachelor's right now, their information is way more accurate than what I was getting, 6-7 years ago.
Right.
So you have it's more about maintaining. It's about brushing up on those skills. Every month you have to kind of check into the you have to check into the landscape, see what's happening, because these social media owners, they're changing up the algorithms, they're changing up the way things move and work
and
what they represent, what the goal for their platform is. Every so often. So you have to know what that is, because what the strategy you may have been doing, last month may not work this month. And that's kind of what Slow and Steady does. We adapt for you. We do that, the mundane thing that you don't want to do. Yeah. I know you.
No, I definitely don't like to do it. I feel like I'm calling a girl I just met at the club when I post. I feel like I'm bothering people. I hate posting 2 days. But that's how my mind works. I hate posting 2 days in a row.
That's not it.
Beyonce messed me up.
A lot of people are like that. They don't like posting.
I feel a way, but I like,
change your mindset on that, though.
I egged you on to the right way, because a lot of people, they see the ads online, and, we've all gone to things on IG. It's like, okay, I can help you boost your stuff. But it's important to know that the algorithms are always changing. Like, whoever's doing your media stuff is always changing. And and that's what you portrayed. They're like, yeah, you guys are moving with the times. You guys are adapting. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful thing. So slow and steady, creative agency. Let people know how they can join, how they can follow all of that, how they can, you know, if they're looking for some services, what's the website and all of them good things?
Yeah, well, I mean, y'all already talked to Clarence, but shout out, that's my boy, you know, co-host, Breakdown to Lowdown, and he's doing Rhythm and Brunch, as you know, you will be hosting on the 28th. That's actually the official launch as well for Slow and Steady.
Oh, beautiful.
We are, you know, doing that event in conjunction.
In conjunction.
And, yeah, we're also going to be doing a giveaway live at the event, so we're giving two free social media strategies away, so you have to be at the event for that. You have to, you know, you have to enter a draw and all that. So we're going to be doing that on the 28th, but before then, you can still hit us up and email us realslowandsteady@gmail.com, and you can follow us on Instagram @realslowandsteady, and, you know, DM us, and we can get it cracking.
Okay, real quick before I let you go, I got to talk about Breakdown to Lowdown. Let the people know what Breakdown to Lowdown is about. It's probably the best R&B podcast on the social stratosphere right now. But let people know what Breakdown to Lowdown is about and how they can follow that, and then we got...
Breakdown to Lowdown is about the love and passion that Clarence and I have for R&B music, but music in general. Unfortunately, I miss Clarence, so I have no idea what he said about it.
No. He didn't talk about Breakdown to Lowdown. I saved that for you just real quick, but we'll have you come back. I know you got contract. We'll have you come out. We'll do a deeper thing, dive on it.
Beautiful. All right. So, yeah, Breakdown to Lowdown, we analyze and dissect new / recent R&B releases. Each week, we do one oldie as we... Also, and then the lowdown part, which is where we get a little bit messy, you know, we talking about, you know,
future,
the baby gaslighting the out of Danny Lay, however you say that.
Yeah, Danny Lay, yeah.
We talking about Kanye on Drink Champs Boy, like we talk about, and we incorporate our personal experiences with it. That's what I mean by lowdown. Like, we're getting into it.
Yeah, I guess, man. Yeah.
And our listeners are very active and involved. They write in every week, and you know, we read their comments at the top of the next episode. So Breakdown, the #2 lowdown, you know, anywhere podcasts are listened to.
The best R&B podcast on the land. Y'all play dope R&B music. You're an old soul. Like, I don't even know, like, some of the things you've played over the years. Like, how does she even find this? How does she even know about this? Great conversations about hip-hop, man. And the fact that you have listeners that write back in shows the interaction between you and the people. It's a beautiful thing. So, yeah, Breakdown to Lowdown, Montreal, My City. You can stream that on all major streaming platforms. And listen, you try and get your digital marketing, you try and get your business moving right, you try and look properly online, slow and steady. They got you. And if you come to Rhythm and Brunch, you might win two, you know, social media gifts from them.
And that's a big deal.
And those are, you know, they don't call her Lorena PR for nothing. She knows it's expensive.
Yeah, my team was like, we give him away what?
So let me back some music. When I come back.
Wait a second. I just want to let the people, thank you so much, though, for having me. I just want to say @NickyMusic, @NickyMusique, if you want to follow my personal page, and that'll connect you to everything I do.
Nicki Music, Slow and Steady, Breakdown to Lowdown, the best R&B podcast in the land. Thank you for being on the show. And if you want to see her in person, she'll be at Rhythm and Brunch on November 28th. Food by Chef Khan, hosted by myself and DJ Maddie. So let's go. Montreal, My City, 8:46 in the morning. Coming up next, comedian, storyteller, Randy J. He might be the pride of Guadeloupe. We'll find out in a few minutes. You know how we do things. We on Fridays. Yes, Montreal, My City, 7:47. Living is early, man. 8:47 in the morning. Everybody think they got jokes. Everybody think they funny, man. I've seen this guy perform before, man. And I love to see black brothers in the city do things, man. We got comedian, storyteller. He thinks he tell more stories than me. I thought I was the Black Disney. He's from Guadalupe. I already picked out my location and overlooking the forest. You know, it's not even a forest out there. It's the jungle, the Serengeti. Great people. He has a podcast called Not For Sale and The Rand Dog, available on Spotify and on YouTube. I want to bring to the show Mr. Comedian King Randy J. How you doing, King?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me, man.
Listen.
No one ever told you look like designer.
Ooh, I love that.
You guys are killing.
You look like you're killing me. Jumping up and down and stuff.
You guys are killing me this morning. Designer. Oh shit! I still got this on. Yo, designer looks like an alien, man. I look like an alien. I don't know what's going on with my hair. I be moving like Jay Z, like I got money, I can have my hair whatever. Well, I don't know what's going on. I'm just going through phase. My barber said, "Yo, let's try the high top." So Randy J, comedian, storyteller, let's start off here. What I think is amazing, the way I love about your craft is that you've traveled everywhere. You've done San Francisco, done New York, you've been in BC and all that. I love the fact that you've done that. What made you do that? Because most guys, when they do comedy, they just stay local. Especially a lot of guys in Montreal, they want to stay local. Or guys in BC, they want to stay local. I have guys East Coast, West Coast, they say, yo, we down with Randy, man. How that happen, man?
That's how you get better, man. Because I know if you stay local, you start doing jokes for your local crowd.
Right.
So I want to move around, go to different places, so then I can learn how to make everybody laugh. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I go from. And then it's also a great way to meet new people, new comedians, and get my crowd to become bigger, have more people who like what I do, you know?
What has been the toughest city to do comedy being a black person in 2021? And you know, we're gonna talk about PC culture. I'm looking at time, I'm trying to get a lot of stuff in there. But what has been the toughest city? San Francisco? New York?
You know what? I would have to go with New York. I'm sorry, guys. New York is nice. There's so many comedians, so many venues. But if you don't know anybody, oh my God, it's tough. Because then I had to pay folk to get on open mics and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we don't know you. We don't know you. No, you got to pay. We don't know you. What do you think this is?
If they don't know you, it's over with. But other cities, man, everywhere else is fun. But New York was still fun. It was just the toughest compared to everybody else.
I always commend you comedians. You guys go up on stage, and your job is to make people laugh. Yeah. What if they don't laugh? This is like a loveless marriage. Like, what if you go up there and they don't laugh? Like, what happens then?
Hey, man.
Is your ego shot? Because me, you know what I mean? I've hosted a comedy show and I totally bombed that shit. And I was hurt. Like, I still have dark dreams about it. And I've hosted in front of thousands of people.
I understand. To be honest, I feel like comedians are a little sick in the head, just enough so that when you get on stage and people don't laugh, you can still keep going.
Right.
We have that crazy confidence that's like, hey man, tough crowd.
Oh, okay. So you guys are like Westbrook. You guys, y'all just keep shooting no matter how many bricks you do.
You have to.
At what age did you figure out you were funny? Which girlfriend told you need to go on stage? Because we know how this story starts.
Man, you know what? I've been funny my whole life, man.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up in a family that did comedy. My father is like a comedian in Guadeloupe.
Okay.
He writes plays. He does movies and stuff like that. So I grew up in that environment.
This guy came from a Spielberg family in the Guadeloupe?
Yeah,
like, what's going on?
You're
the George Lucas of comedy? What's happening?
Yeah, like my uncles, everybody in my family, around my family, does something around comedy. So I was always involved in it.
Mm.
And then I got involved. I played basketball in college and stuff.
Okay.
And then when I stopped playing, I figured, you know what? Maybe I should get back to my roots and get on that stage.
Let me get back to the family business.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm always fascinated when I talk to comedians. Talk to me about how do you build a set? Because me, like, I think I have one, two jokes, but I more say feel like I have a book. But when you look at, okay, I'm going to do a show, I'm going to go on the road, I'm going to go to San Francisco, I'm going to go to New York, and I'm going to go to these open mics, how do you put a set together? Like, how do you know, okay, this is going to work?
That's why I go with the storytelling. I usually go with something, either something I'm going through, something I've been through, or something I'm like, okay, what do I feel like talking about today? And then just go from there and then pick some jokes. And then, but it's usually trying to be in the moment with some kind of a plan.
Yeah.
You know, that's a mix of both.
What has been, you know, give me a story, you know, from a set that, you know, people have heard already. But what has been a story that when every time you say it in different cities, this is the one people's like, oh, nah, he the right one.
My basketball stories usually work because it's pretty ridiculous. You know, I tried to play it. I tried to make it to the NBA.
Right.
Didn't make it, obviously. And then I just go off on that. I don't want to say it on the air. Come to the shows. November 30th, December 9th, we'll be out there, you know.
Oh yeah. So where are you going to be November 30th?
November 30th, I'm hosting a show at the Bootleggers.
Okay.
With the Hash the One. It's going to be a fire lineup, man. I'm very excited about this one. And then December 9th, I'm going to be at L'Option Music hosting another show again with my same friend, Hash the One, a gang of killers. It's going to be a wonderful time.
Listen, you guys send me the information for that. I like to stay in touch with my comedian friends because y'all got the jokes. And it's a beautiful date night. Let me tell you something. You get some good jokes, it sets the mood, Lorena. I ain't going to hold
Hell
you.
Yeah.
A little Hennessy and some jokes. You go a long way in Montreal. You go a long way in Montreal. Talk to me about your podcast, Not For Sale, The Rand Dog. Why Not For Sale? Are you political? Because I know you do comedy in French and in English, so you know, you're getting the double bag. I see how you're moving, Guadeloupe. But talk to me about Not For Sale.
Not For Sale is a podcast I started with my friends, Yao Obrenu Yamoa, from Vancouver, actually. Yeah. And it's not, I don't know if it's politics. We usually talk about the hustle of trying to make it as an artist, trying to make it as a creative, and what are the challenges that come with
it. We need money.
Exactly. And being black, you know what I'm saying? Being in an industry, being black, learning how to move around, how to adapt to every situation. Because he's like a designer, director and stuff. And I'm coming from the comedy point of view, storytelling point of view. And we just kind of talk about it. And have guests talk about all kinds of stuff, man. it's a lot of fun.
You have a comedy question, Larita?
No, but I'm excited for all these shows that are happening.
Well, listen, it gives us something to do, man. Randy, you got to send me the links so I can put all that Firestarter out there.
Yeah, man. Come to the shows. I'm going to send it. Randy J Dreams. Find it on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere.
Beer _. Randy_J_Dreams. Yeah. Things is happening. It's his face on there. It's great.
Yeah.
Montreal, my city. He's a comedian, storyteller. He's from Guadeloupe, man. He has a dope podcast called Not For Sale and the one called The Rand Dog. Like you so good, you need a two podcast.
Yeah.
What's The Rand Dog about?
The Rand Dog Chronicle. So I figured, man, I'm always doing stuff, going different places.
Right.
Maybe I should tell my stories on the podcast. So I go around, I take little videos, little snippets, I cut it through, and then I tell my stories. And that's really what it is. It's more like a vlog, this one. This is more of a vlog.
Oh, look at that. You can follow his journey. I can't do that, Larina.
You need to do that.
Certain things we can't vlog. I don't think my life is interesting enough to vlog.
You'll be surprised, man. You're flying to Vancouver. You are here. You're in a shop with dirt bikes and sneakers. You have a life worthy to be documented.
No, but people be talking about it. Listen, I didn't even talk about Vancouver on the show. That's going to be next week. But we definitely flying out, boy. Your tickets is bought. Sold out shows. I'm not even a rapper. Who do you think you are? I'm not even a rapper. It's crazy, man. People paying big money to come and see me talk. But Randy, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You gotta come back. So how much does the Morning Detour gotta pay you to come up here and do a set?
Man.
You know what I mean? We need a 5-minute comedy set. How do you do it on CJD? I need a little set, a little 2-3 minute. Give us a couple jokes.
Well, you want that right now?
Well, we got 6 minutes. You can give us one.
All right.
We got four.
Oh, we got 4 minutes?
We got 4 minutes. To be honest, man.
My eyes be off in the morning.
To be honest, I don't need, you know what? Most of the time, I don't even feel funny. It's more in the moment like that it's like, okay, if I give a joke now, I feel like it would ruin the whole thing.
No, no, no. Well, let's leave the mysticism.
Yeah, come hang out with us. Right. You can feel the vibe through the radio, through the waves. Then come hang out. This is where everything is, man.
You see, all you tall black comedians, I'm starting to think there's like a cult or something going on. It's you, there's Uncle Phil, there's something going on in these streets. We have our other boy from Toronto. But what I love to say, I love how the black comedian community, how you guys are connected, East Coast, West Coast, and two vehicles like Renzel and Big Will, putting on events, making sure you guys get paid, make sure you guys get the visibility that you guys need. It's a beautiful thing for the city. Great date night. Randy J, friend of the show, make sure you come back. Real quick before you go, we always ask our celebrities this. The world's going to a bad place. They're terraforming Mars. Right now, it takes about 3 months to go from Earth to Mars. We've carved out a continent just for ourselves. It's called Marfrica. We have our own basketball team, our own hockey team. It's called Marfrica, right? It's just for visible minorities and indigenous people. We just want to know, are you coming? There's no Soca on Mars. Only on the way there, because I don't like Soca. But are you coming to Mars? Because the world's in a bad place. So are you going to stay on Earth, where it's going to be imploding just now? Or are you going to come to Mars with all of us cool black people?
That's a great question. Do they have a comedy club at Mars, Africa?
Come on. We got the jokes. Okay, we got, man. Big Will. Big Will is out there. Ready.
Wow. If Big Will is in Mars, Africa,
we're going to do it like Guadeloupe. Because you know how the islands do it. We're going to put Big Will's comedy show on one side of the continent. And Renzel's comedy show will be on the next side of the continent. And we'll mix it up that way.
Perfect. Man, I'm there. I need sets. Let me get on, Big Will, please.
One joke at a time.
One joke at the time.
We healing the community. Randy J, appreciate you. This has been the best morning show in the country, man. Montreal, my city, November 19th. Let's be safe. The deadline's coming up for the tires. Don't want to be slipping and sliding out there. It's been the morning detour. Weezy Moon Chase, Alina XO, DJ Maddie. And just like that, we gone.
Hit my phone, I'ma be there instantly. I pray for us, I pray your heart will always keep. Snow, I'ma ride for you, baby. Ride. Slide for you, baby. Just say you got me.
Westside Shorty, last summer was a hot girl. But it don't matter, now she my girl. A bucket list, you in my world. I introduce you to some other. Now you can't relate it, not thorough or not real. I tell you how I feel, but it's a lot still. Cause I don't even know how I feel. But I kill for the love of the love you and I built. It's ride or die still. Your bills turning into my bills. They got real, it's not fake. Every other day, another sky day. In the 62s while we driving.
Joker, I'm like, if you knew better, you would do better. I like Prada for the shoes, just so I can move better. Only time I do the lubes is to match the coupe leather. If you find me in the mood, we could catch some new weather. I'm in Italian seats, marble floors. I got mine, but I like that I've been spending yours. Ooh, that's my door. I'm no rookie. Call me old school. I like you dropping checks on that.
Never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Good day, this is Fred Frith. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Have a nice time. Bonjour, c'est Fred Frith à l'appareil, c'est CKUT.